Yo, what up? This is D Minor, and you are listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
16 minutes past 8, and we have a special guest in the studio. Well, not quite in the studio. She is dialing all the way in from the beautiful overseas place of country of Tasmania. Good morning, Nuria.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to have you here at Live 90.5. And we've got Cameron and Special K in the studio.
Hi, Nuria.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So, Nuria, quick one. Give us a quick intro about yourself. What do you do? We've had you here in the studio, by the way, back in December with your launch of, I love the name of your song, by the way, It's Alive. And this is Alive 90.5, which is awesome. Great. But now you've done something different and you've launched another song called Awakening. So a bit of intro about yourself, your genre of music, etc.
Yeah, so I'm a solo singer-songwriter. I guess my genre is somewhere in the pop genre, indie pop, alt pop, electro pop. I'm from Tasmania, and I just can't stop myself from writing songs.
Awesome. Now you write amazing songs. Every song you've written, I've looked at the names, it's all emotive, emotional. It has a contemporary, but like connects with you, you know, gets that goosebumps going.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hi, Nuria. This is Kay. I just had a question for you. Your album cover looks beautiful and your song is wonderful. I just wanted to ask, what has inspired your music throughout your journey?
I guess that all my songs are really inspired by different experiences throughout my life. And I suppose the experiences that I find have those heightened emotions or are difficult really poignant somehow. I guess they're those moments that make me pause and think. They're usually the things that I write my songs about. And some of those are kind of current themes, and then some of them are themes from a long, long time ago, and I might just be considering something that happened a really long time ago and write a song about that. And often it's not so much about the facts of what happened, but it's usually more about an emotion that sort of captures that experience.
Well, that's beautiful. And are there any artists that's inspired your music as well?
I'm just constantly finding new artists that I love. And I guess there's artists growing up that have inspired me for a long, long time. To name a few would be Eva Cassidy, Regina Spektor, Missy Higgins, some of those, all those amazing female artists, and lots of male artists also. But I just am also constantly finding new artists that are emerging and whose songs I really love. So I'm just, I can't get enough of listening to other people's music. I love it.
So, Nuria, it's Cameron here. I just had a question for you about you obviously mentioned that you started your journey based off, you know, the emotions that you were feeling and wanting to write that stuff down and not being able to stop. But I wanted to ask, in that early process, was it difficult getting up and running to start putting out the music and start trying to get a little bit of traction? Or did you find that it was something that just kind of came natural to you? And what would you have as advice for young people wanting to start their own music?
I still very much feel like a beginner myself. I guess in some ways the songwriting itself comes easily when it's right. I mean, sometimes it feels forced and then a song usually doesn't work at all, so I just give up. But usually if it stems from that intent of an emotion and wanting to express something, it's a personal thing more than anything, and it's almost a gift that you're making for yourself. And so I think if that's coming from the right place, then it can flow quite easily. On the other side of things, sort of sharing that with the world and making that public is a completely different story and has its own challenges for sure. And that's probably the side of things that I still find the most challenging, is kind of bringing those really, really personal things from myself and then sharing that.
Mm,
yeah, but I think, I guess the only advice that I'd give is if you're really passionate about it, then just go for it.
Great. So the next song we're going to play, Nuria, is Awakening, and I'm keen to know what the song's about. You've got some beautiful setting there. Where's it shot? I believe your music video is coming out on the 12th. You've launched a song on the 5th. It's hot off the press, and you can find it on quite a few platforms. So just a bit of intro. What's the song about? Where's this music video shot? Because I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. You look like you're in the Amazon forest, by the way. And then, the other thing is also, where can people find your music? Yeah.
So this is a song that I actually wrote quite a long time ago that I had never really developed until this point. And it just sort of felt like the time to, that I wanted to take this song a little bit further, and that I had some additional production work done and things like that. And it's a song that I sort of wrote in a really pensive and reflective period of my life, and a song about those moments where you find yourself really, really close to questioning sort of a deeper reality than what's our everyday. And we can sometimes get so lost and absorbed in our everyday that we forget that other deeper quality. And so that's sort of a little bit about what the song's about, which is sort of hard to put in words. And the music video, which is coming out on Friday, is set out in the mountains in Tasmania, and it just sort of tries to explore that theme of human connectedness to nature. And the song can be found wherever you stream your music, so whether that's on Spotify or Apple Music, Google Play. The music video will also be out on Friday, as I said, so that'll be on YouTube. So really, wherever you look for your music, and also, of course, Instagram and Facebook, I'm there. Nuria is my artist name, Nuria.
Awesome. On that name, by the way, I think, did I ask you already how you came up with the name Nuria? Because,
Nuria was the name that my mum always wanted to call me when I was a little girl. And I used to imagine that that was my name, and it would sort of always be the theme in my little make-believe games. And I guess for me now, it still sort of holds a little bit of that dreamlike quality and that, a little bit of otherness. And I like that.
Yeah. So if I'm visiting Tassie, because I've got a couple of friends that are going to come over, where can we find you, like your live performances and stuff?
Well, keep up to date with things on Facebook and Instagram. I post any upcoming gigs, most upcoming of which is this weekend at Mona, Valentine's Day. I'll be playing on the lawns from 4 till 5 p.m. And it's a beautiful setting there. You can just sit outside in beanbags, and hopefully the weather will be nice, and have some wine, have some food, and I'll be quietly serenading.
Awesome. I've got to book a flight now.
Yeah. No, you have to go to the Bodie Museum. Have you been there, Cameron?
No, I haven't been to Tassie
yet. It's called the Museum of Natural Arts. And I'll tell you offline what you can find there. It's very interesting.
Wonderful.
I can't say anything on the air. It's very different.
Yeah,
awesome.
Sure is.
But thank you so much, Nuria. We're going to be bringing the listeners Awakening now. And this broadcast will be available within the next 48 hours as well. We'll make sure we have a link on our Live 90.5 page, and for listeners that haven't been able to tune in and want to listen to it again. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. We're bringing you Awakening by Nuria. I did Alive the last time. This is Awakening, but she does have Alive. She has also a song called Touch, and there's another one, Alive, Touch. And
yeah, there's quite a few out there. Yeah, you'll find them all on Spotify.
Awesome. Here's Awakening.
Thank you.
By Nuria. Thank you so much.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye.
Bye.